We all are playing. What a wonderful way to think about ourselves, our people, our interactions, our work. During a brainstorming session for this month's theme of play, one of our worship team members said something like, "What makes something play instead of work? Maybe we're playing more than we work." And I thought, yes, what would shift for me? What would shift for me if I thought of my work more often as play? That's not to say, of course, that everything about being a minister should be playful, but I'm finding as I pay attention and try to practice a spirit of play this month, as we talk about what it means to be a people of play, that approaching parts of our shared ministry feels way lighter and easier if I think about it in terms of play. Not easier, like simpler, but more like with a sense of ease. And this suits me well, I'm finding. When I think of the writing and preaching part of ministry, for example, when I think of working with words, right? Because that's kind of what I think of it, this part of it. When I think of it as working with words, I intentionally and almost unconsciously put pressure on myself that plays into this inherent perfectionism of mine. I've learned that that perfectionism doesn't really serve me, that it creates more stress than is necessary, that it makes me feel anxious and leads me to feeling like I can't ever measure up. And it doesn't serve us, our collective culture, because a culture that values perfectionism over many other things fails to create space for people who don't think they can measure up. And how many of us is that? So I'm playing this month rather intentionally with how I might let a spirit of play guide me into lightening up on myself a little bit, easing some anxiety, and making what I have to say every Sunday maybe just a little more accessible. It's a relief during this year of stressing to make worship happen well over all these things. And when my phone jitters on me, it makes me smile. The other thing this piece makes me think about, this piece that Reverend Taylor wrote, is all the possible uses of the word play. And he covers a lot of them. Playing it safe, playing it by ear, playing possum, they all mean different things in our lives. And we play instruments, which can be work for sure, or maybe I should say practice, and it can be fun and joyful and satisfying. We play games. Tennis, soccer, pickleball, bowling, board games, word games, dice games, role-playing games, video games, all of which have rules to follow to create a structure that allows the play to happen. Not going to overkill that metaphor. Sometimes our games, though, also require strategy and thinking, like giving up a piece in chess or checkers to move closer to a win. Or like what Mandy talked about with kid play. We find play in systems, like in electrical wiring, right? That little bit of play that makes sure that there's no stress on the soldered connection. The way our clothes fit, a little bit of play here and there. Legal loopholes, right? And movement spaces and strategies. And it can give permission, this spirit of play, to try on behaviors, like playing dress up maybe as a kid, or to try on expressions of our identities as we continually learn and grow into who we are. And what I just did a few minutes ago, how I had to, or at least felt like I had to, share what I meant when I said practicing a spirit of play made parts of my ministry easier. The word play is such a great example of how we can use language in so many ways and how the words we use impacts how we are together. When I think of the writing and preaching part of ministry as playing with words instead of as working with words, I give myself permission to have fun with it, to think of it less as a task that has to be completed and more of an adventure that I get to go on with you all every week. I wonder if there are things in your lives in which you might play with this concept. I'm going to ask Carol to allow you all to unmute and ask you to only unmute when you're about to speak, and invite you to think about this question out loud a little bit. Is there an aspect of your life or your work that might shift a little bit if you thought of it as play? I'll remind you that we're recording and posting the audio of this service, and that if you don't want your voice on the recording, you should refrain from speaking. I was going to put the question in the chat, but I'm not sitting in front of my computer like I am when I'm at home, and did not think of that for this service. So I will repeat it, and maybe somebody sitting in front of their computer will type it as I repeat it. Is there an aspect of your life or work that might shift a little if you thought of it as play? Carol, would you unmute folks?
And you should be able to unmute yourself.
Awesome. What do you all think? What might shift in your life or work if you thought of it as play?
Exercise.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, that in the morning when I have to do my stretches and some exercises, for I put on music, and music helps make it a little more playful.
Nice. Thanks, Rand.
Allowing more of a freedom while creating and composing music.
Yeah, thank you.
Being okay with somebody else winning.
Thanks.
You might have more fun doing it.
Mm-hmm. Picking up parts while playing music through the radio.
Could you repeat that and perhaps see if your mic is covered?
Yeah, it is, sorry. Playing music and making art up parts as I play the music through the radio, with the radio.
Thank you.
I think if I tried to be more playful, sometimes I have the too heavy of expectations, like you were talking about, the perfectionism.
Yeah.
So if I could lighten up on that, and that becomes paralyzing, so then I could start more often if it doesn't really matter so much.
Yeah.
Get what you're done.
I also appreciate the perspective, this notion of things we get to do rather than things we have to do. I feel like my life could be a huge to-do list of things to accomplish and get done so that I can get somewhere, but this is my life. I'm always in it. So I'm also thinking about how in Spanish, to play guitar is tocar la guitarra, which also could mean to touch the guitar. So if I'm playing at things, I get to touch them, be with them.
I love that. Thank you.
I think that being more playful with my partner would help some of our interactions feel less like work.
Yeah, thank you.
I would play on that idea of gratitude, that so many things that we need to do are because we have so much. We need to mow the grass because we have a house with a yard. We need to weed the garden because we have a vegetable garden. We need to go to work, but we're able to go to work. We have a job. We're physically capable. So just that kind of an attitude, I think, makes a lot of things easier.
Nice. Yeah, thank you.
Playing around with cooking makes it much more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
I think work is play and play is work. So I already sort of treat them as the same thing.
Awesome. Thank you.
I have really discovered that I'm not playing enough, so I have added more play to the list of things I am supposed to do.
Awesome. Thanks.
So it's a real, I'm really falling down on this, and I need to, you know, really have my, really comply with my responsibility to play and really get serious about it.
You go.
I like to play with ideas and imagine, like think up new ideas or new things, and then the curiosity comes in, and then I go on the internet to look and see, you know, what's happening with that or this, and that's led me to some amazing things.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, friends. I'm going to ask Carol to click the mute button again while I do what I think that was Rand, that last person to speak. I'm going to practice a little bit of that in a moment. So it's not just the words themselves, right? But also how we use them, which became really evident as y'all were talking. There was something about how he behaved as a child and a teenager that made me a target for kids who had the power to decide who was okay and who wasn't. And so there was some bullying in my school experiences. I used to chant these words that I was taught to myself when that happened. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But those words were a lie. The words did hurt me. They kept me believing for way longer than they should have that I was broken, that I was flawed, that I was insufficient, that I didn't belong. It's taken a lot of words from and with a lot of people since then to convince me that that is not true, that I do belong, and that we're all flawed in different ways, and that's just how it is. And that kindness matters when we witness each other's flaws. And that I'm enough, and so are all of us when we hold each other and lift each other up. Words are powerful. And so I enter into this last part of my reflection with just some thoughts jotted into my script that I'm reading from my phone to try to practice what I'm preaching with a little bit of a spirit of play. Because I want to talk about the power of words and invite you to share your thoughts on what comes next with me and with each other in our coffee hour after the service, or maybe even at the picnic when we get to see each other later. The power of words and how it changes over time, because like everything else, it changes over time, right? So meanings of words, for example, change both over time and as we learn. Like, what do we think of when we think of the word we? Right now, I think of me and the 2, 3, 4, 5 other people who are here in the sanctuary and putting together this service. Sometimes I think of we as my little pack which I call Catherine and my dog and me, our little pack. Sometimes I think of this entire community that's often housed within these walls and will be again. And sometimes I think of the larger community, and sometimes I think of who might come in our doors that we don't know yet, that isn't part of we yet, or at least not the structural James Reeb UU congregation we. What do you think of when you think of the word they? Those people out there, maybe, or the people sitting here who aren't me, or the people that you can see on your screen if you switch to gallery view, we, they, I mean. Do you ever think of they as a singular? As the dictionary has just changed to? New uses of words, sometimes new words and new acronyms become important. GLBT has turned into LGBTQIA2S+. In some of my Facebook friends' posts, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, asexual, two-spirit, plus. Plus, because we're always adding. BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, people of color. They and we become intermingled in language. We become bigger as we include more they. And then it's hard to describe who we are, right? Until we change our words or make new ones or reclaim words. How many of you bristled if you were here during our mission statement generating process when we decided or were even discussing using the word, we are a people of faith, or we are a faith community? Faith is a word I've reclaimed to describe how I trust in the universe. That doesn't mean you have to. Queer. Many, many folks think of the word queer as a pejorative because it was. Many, many folks reclaim that word and very proudly say, queer and here to stay. How we use the words. How we use the words provide a bridge, many bridges, but one of them, a bridge from the idea of political correctness, making sure we use the right words, to the idea of inclusion and welcoming. I'm not being PC when I use a they pronoun for a person who identifies as gender fluid or non-binary. I'm making space for them to be here comfortably and safely. Those are the things I think about when I think about the power of words, just some of the things I think about when I think about the power of words and playing with them. Because it's not all dead serious, got to use the right word, right? We mess it up and we play with it and we come back and go, oh yeah, right. So thank you for the space to share that and for playing with us this morning. I wish for you that a spirit of play might lighten your life. And I look forward to hearing your thoughts when we move into coffee hour or when I see you in Demetral Field a little bit later. May it be so. And may we be so.